in your Bibles to Colossians, the second chapter, the first to the tenth verses. It tells you the page, if you shouldn't have your Bible with you, 205 toward the back of your Bible. Be sure and bring your Bible with you as we feed upon the things of the Word of God. Colossians 2, the first to the tenth verses, and we will read responsively. It's one of Paul's tremendous epistles. All of Paul's writings are tremendous. Naturally, the church, all of its doctrines are based upon Paul's writings. Both Roman Catholic and Protestant churches claim to be Pauline. That means that the doctrines are in the Bible. As Paul says, written by God. The Lord hath spoken to me. And so when we read these tremendous portions in that first chapter, he speaks about Christ being the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, that by him were all things created. You see, once you get this concept of Jesus Christ, you will then understand the greatness of his salvation. He who made you is able to redeem you. That is essential. He is the creator. All things were made by him. All things created in that 16th verse of the first chapter. Notice it. That are in earth, in heaven, visible, invisible. Nobody can get outside. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And that's it. This earth wasn't made for man to possess and to enjoy and to die and to be put in a coffin. This earth was made by him and for him. God has a purpose. We have violated the purpose. We have forgotten God. Thus, the problems and the troubles in the world today. Some people sometimes say, you know, why does God allow this? Had we not better say, why does man do this? Certainly, wars are not God's will. Jesus says, why have ye wars among you? Because you greed and you lust. That's why you have wars among you. And yet then he says, there shall be wars unto the very end because of man. Let me read the second chapter, first to tenth verses. For I would that ye knew, we'll read responsively, I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. You see now what he's now impressing upon them, having pointed out who Jesus is, that the Scripture makes clear God was in Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, reconciling the world unto himself by the death of his cross, you see. So he's making sure that they understand that this knitting together of their hearts in love unto the riches of the full assurance of understanding, you see. Knowing who he is, you have no doubt about what he has done. Once you have the concept of him as having made all things and without him, nothing exists, whether they're visible or invisible, no matter what it is in this universe, the hand of God is there. All things made by him and for him. And once you've conceived of this, then you will understand that what he has done in Jesus Christ gives the full assurance. Full assurance of your understanding heart. Notice that. Full assurance. What? To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. Mystery of God. And of the Father and of Christ. Notice now the third verse. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. You see, there's the two sides of the whole thing, isn't it? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Do you really believe? All right. The second part is walk in Him. Don't claim Him as Savior unless He is Lord. Don't claim Him as Savior and walk as those walk in the world. Because Jesus makes it very clear, ye are not of this world, for I have called you out of this world. I have made you a citizen of heaven. I have made you a son through faith. You belong to me. I am your heavenly Father. Therefore, make sure that you walk like a son of God. That's it. Walking as a son of God. Notice that. As ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now that completeness in Jesus Christ is everything. What your government can never give you. What your leaders can never give you. What man can never give you. One day, having begun here, on this earth, and making us complete in Him, He's going to establish His children in a pure, holy society where neither sin nor any abominable thing can enter. And this is the joy of the Christian heart. We long for a society. All mankind is longing for this kind of a society, honestly, within their breasts. Or there may be some that God has given over. They've defiled themselves, and it says in Romans that God gave them over to sin. And because they kept on and persisted and persisted, and it seems that there's nothing God can do with them. We've seen people like this. Our hearts break. We continue to pray for them, but we so seldom see them come to Christ the Savior. But for us, there's the joy of knowing that there's a kingdom come in which dwelleth righteousness. That's what we're looking for. Man will never attain it. Man can't attain it. But the Lord Jesus Christ is going to head up that kingdom, as Timothy says, the only high potentate over all the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And all mankind shall make obeisance to him in that day, and the kings of the earth shall flow to him, who is the great king of all the earth. Well, there's a kingdom coming. A thousand-year kingdom in which righteousness shall dwell upon the earth. But that's not the final kingdom. Much more beyond that. Heaven's glory for all who love Him. Having been with Christ for that 1,000 years, and then after heaven and earth have all passed away, to know that that kingdom will go on and on and on. With joy, contentment, absolute, perfect, because Christ is the light thereof. Christ is the temple thereof. Christ is all in all, and ye are complete in Him. Complete. Do you want to be a complete person? I do. You know, we talk about that today in the world, don't we? If only I could be a complete person. Well, you can be complete in Him. It won't be a matter of your possessions. It won't be a matter of whether you're married or not. It won't be a matter of whether you've ever had children or not. It will be a matter of being complete in Him who is the bridegroom, and you're the bride. And whatever you may have missed upon this earth of love and tenderness and all the joys that people want, you can have promised to you for all eternity as you trust Christ as your Savior, praising for this wonderful portion of His blessed word.